Hello there and Happy New Year and welcome to 2014. It's Monday the 6th of January and as ever here are three ideas to help you get your week and of course your year off to a great start. Apparently today is Blue Monday, it's supposed to be very, very depressing, but actually in this office it's absolutely Red and White Monday after a fantastic victory by Sheffield United over Aston Villa in the FA Cup. But anyway, on to 3D ideas. And idea one, some bad news to start the new year. Apparently Facebook is dead and buried. That's according to a new report that suggests that teenagers are moving away from it because they're embarrassed to be associated with it. The reason? Their parents are now using it. Now, I thought it might have something to do with the fact that my mate Rob Brown has now started to really use Facebook. But actually the research suggests that younger people are apparently turning away from it in droves to cooler websites such as Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp and Twitter. And the European-funded study on social media, which was working with 16 to 18-year-olds, revealed that in the UK, Facebook is not just on the slide, it's basically dead and buried. And even though teenagers recognise that Facebook is technically better, they actually want to be away from their parents. And what this actually means for you and your business, well, I think it illustrates a number of things to maybe consider as we start the new year. The rapid pace of change and the constant emergence of new things is a challenge for your old businesses. Do you know where your challenges are coming from this year? Different customers want different things. Are you aware of what your different types of customers want? I think it's also very clear that what some customers want isn't always about the tangible stuff. Do you know what your customers really value? And I think it's this whole idea that businesses have to adapt. I mean, I guess Facebook was seen as not being something that would succeed in the early days. And it's consistently adapted and adopted itself over the years. And I guess really what we want to work out is, what does that mean for you in 2014? What are you going to do to adapt and to adopt the changes that are happening? Idea two is to develop this. Have you ever lost your house keys, struggled to find the right key for your bike lock, or been stuck outside your office? Well, if it ever happens again, there's an innovative solution that really is 3D, literally. KeyMe is a dramatically and demonstrably different business that lets you 3D print your keys, have them delivered to you almost immediately. Using a digital copy of the key stored in the cloud that they actually have, customers can order keys online via a specifically designed app, have them delivered to wherever they are within 30 to 60 minutes. Okay, it's US-based at the moment. I think it's a fantastic example of a business that's identified and solved a problem. We call it problem thinking, problem solving. And the KeyMe guys have actually identified this problem and come up with a very practical and cost-effective solution. And the innovative startup business has teamed up with a 3D printing business called Shapeways to provide plastic key that only costs about $10. So what we're looking at here, you can have a look on the andyhanselman.com for a bit of an outline of what KeyMe is all about. I think it's a fantastic example of being dramatically and demonstrably different. What problems do your customers, some of your customers, or someone else's customers have that could provide a dramatic difference for you and for your business? And idea three is to do this. This was an idea from a business called Phone.com. And one of the things that they actually do every week, they have Thank You Thursdays. And Thank You Thursdays where they actually send notes, thank you notes to customers. They personalise them. They actually build into the way they do business. And one of the things you might want to think a bit about is, what are you going to do to build into the way you thank and recognise your customers in 2014? Look forward to seeing you in the next 12 months. And here's to a great, dramatically and demonstrably different 2014. Bye.